Everyone, this is Allie on Sauerkraut Sauerkraut, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I am here with BFF for Life.
Aw.
Well, are you going to introduce yourself after that?
Yes, my name is Jake.
Yes, it's me and Jake.
AKA,
and
ooh, embarrassing. You just heard the Discord.
Oh, was that on mine? Oops.
Someone forgot to hit do not disturb and just added themselves as a Discord user.
Well, I just got tagged in something.
That's my biggest fear, is someone like looking over my shoulder and seeing me using Discord, because I have to because of our two club organizations that use it.
I have to use it in public now. It's really embarrassing. It's part of why I like Slack.
I know. Slack is so non-offensive.
It's so non-offensive. Anyways, today...
What are we playing today, Allie?
We're playing what I always play, which is whatever I want to listen to when I scroll through all of my liked songs.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Anyways, that was Nobody Sees Me Like You Do. And this is It's 5 O'Clock by Aphrodite's Child. Oh, that didn't play. Where did it go? What's this? What's this? What's that?
It's 5 o'clock and I walk through the empty streets. Thoughts fill my head, but then still no one speaks to me. My mind takes me back to the years that have passed me by.
Don't live in the future. Don't live in the future. There's a kid somewhere.
Down to us.
Hello, hello, hello.
That was a lovely song. What was that?
That, well, I just played a lot of things with very little talking in between because my voice is a little messed up right now, but I played Future Perfect by the Drudy Column, Adore, 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 Saint Dimphna by Shushu, Hiders by Burial, Beast Infection by Grimes, and that last one was The Splendor That Was Rome by Hammercock, who apparently has 100 listeners on Spotify. And
that's
I don't
huge.
Even know how I know who she is, but I've been listening to this song for like 2 years.
You got the cred.
You're
in the sub 200 club. It's
I
crazy.
Know. Spencer Vernier, I'm coming for you. Am I allowed to name drop on radio?
Ooh.
I think I am. I've done it before.
Shots fired.
Anyways, we have a... Jake has a PSA he wants to read for you guys.
I do.
That I'm making him read. It's the same one I always read, but because... I think he's a lot more personally inclined towards it than I am because he's a man.
Yeah, among other reasons. Yeah. So this is a fatherhood involvement PSA.
The longer version,
of course.
Please.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment.
Done.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah.
Of course. They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really matter.
Mm-mm.
Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous.
Wow.
That's my favorite line. So take a moment to make a moment today. Fire. Call 877-4DAD-411.
Dad.
Yes, as in dad.
Yeah.
For dad. I got it. Okay. Or visit
fatherhood.gov.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. I think it's funny how there's a government website about fatherhood.
I know.
The state controls how we raise our kids, apparently.
I don't know if anyone listens. I mean, I have confirmation that someone's listening right now.
Shut them out.
Hi, Anna. But I normally people don't listen to this show because I don't like to publicize that it happens. But if anyone is a regular listener, I like to think I'm teaching you all to be amazing fathers because I've read this every week since the semester started.
I read this on this show
before. I've made Jake read it before. I've made Jill read it before. I make everyone who comes on this show read a PSA so that they can also be great fathers.
No matter whether they could actually be a father or not, because everyone can be a father.
Everyone can be a
fatherhood is a state of mind.
I was about to say fatherhood is a state of mind, and we don't conform to gender norms necessarily.
No.
I could be a father if I wanted to, but...
You should try that out.
I don't know. We'll see. Jake wanted to talk about a big thing. Quote unquote.
Yeah, I said deep questions, but we're at the end of the semester. I'm currently writing about multiple very deep things. So, let's do a little semester recap. I suggested 2022, but Allie's.
My memory isn't that
she
good.
She doesn't go that far back.
No, I go maybe a month back.
Okay.
But I can claim to do a semester. I was also going to say, though, Jake might have deep questions that he's asking with his essays. Mine are not. Mine are very silly. I only write silly papers, actually.
Yeah, but they're good silly papers. You wrote an essay comparing or talking about
Post
Sunflower.
Malone. Yeah.
Which apparently is one of the most streamed songs of all time.
The sixth most streamed song
wrote
of all time.
It out, of course. Yeah, you know.
I know. I wrote a paper. I wrote a six-page paper about it.
And it's really good. It's about postmodernism.
Yeah, and it's called Postmodernism, Post Malone! Exclamation point.
It's got to have the...
The exclamation point. Anyways,
punctuation.
What are you? Oh, I'm gonna put.
Yeah, put some background music.
Background music on. Anyways, what are your favorite moments of the semester?
So, this was a really great semester. I think it was just a massive improvement from fall of freshman year, in a lot of different ways. I just felt really more kind of acquainted with the college experience. I love my friends. I love where I'm living. I love my classes. Very thankful for all the cool stuff this year. Wow, this is great background music.
I know.
So top three moments of this semester, let's see. One was relatively recently. No, you know what? One was, my trip to Maine. Maine is awesome. I went with like 15 friends.
Yeah.
It was called Burning Maine, and it was 3 days in the wilderness in Maine. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
That's amazing. No, that's number one.
It's hard to rank.
That's A one.
Second one might be. So many good moments.
So many good moments
that you forget.
I know.
I had a wonderful. I had this one. I made this stew. I had this urge to make like a hearty, wholesome autumn stew, and it was so good.
Jake is showing me pictures.
I'm sorry. It had beans, like cannelli beans in it, parsley, tomatoes, piece of sourdough bread, carrots. It was like big chunks of kale.
If you couldn't tell by the way Jake says carrots, he's from New Jersey.
Carrots. I say horrible too.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. But continue telling me about the soup.
I say orange too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had the most like that soup like was the most comforting thing I've put into my body ever.
Okay.
It's a weird way of saying that, but it was very nice. Really I don't cook big meals a lot, and so this was very rewarding. And also, I think more recently, seeing the smile, seeing Tom York and Johnny Greenwood on stage with an awesome drummer, with some really cool people, that was awesome. That was really cool, and made me realize that live music is how much I appreciate live music. And
Well, speaking of awesome music, by the way, this backing track is the Mandy Love theme from the Mandy movie that stars Nick Cage and is very, very, very violent. And I've never seen it, but there's something involving barbed wire. This is the love theme from the song, and it's so, so lovely. Anyways.
What are your top three moms this semester? In no particular order.
Well, honestly, for me, I love my friends, of course. So the smile would have to be up there for me. But I also did a reading of a play one night with my friends of Wild Ducks by Aunt Henry Ibsen. I almost just pronounced this like completely wrong, acting like he was French and he's
Ibsen?
Yeah, he's Norwegian. I'm sorry, I know this. And it was really fun, and we just in between acts, we would order a pizza, and by the end, we were completely gorged on pizzas.
What's the play about?
Oh, it's about family drama. It's hard to explain without spoiling. It's really lovely. It's really good.
Does it pair well with pizza?
You wouldn't think it did, but it did. It paired very well with pizza. And they were all being really, really funny, which is really good. That was really fun, and the snow last night was. I actually have a 3 week memory. The snow last night was really fun, and I have a video of me and my friend Joe dancing to "Sundown, Sundown" by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, which I'm gonna play next. Yeah. Now that I think about it, because as we know, if you listen to this show, I don't come here with a cue, and.
Off the dome.
Off completely.
Freeform.
Completely freeform. And that can be good, and that can also be bad. So I got to frolic and dance and run around singing Christmas carols. It was really, really fun. And then what else have I done this semester that was good?
You could just name one thing that you enjoyed. You know?
I can't actually name one more thing I did this semester. I don't have a memory.
I can.
This is what I take vitamin B12 for, by the way. It's supposed to help with your memory, but it doesn't do very well for me.
You should play like Duolingo or one of those like brain games.
I've tried.
You should bring back Brain Age. Remember that on the DS with the big.
Do you remember Lumosity?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lumosity.
I did that for one day.
Yeah, I always like got on.
Wow,
I was
that
like,
was a really good memory moment. Of
yeah,
me to
see,
because
it's Lumosity. That's
the
testimony for Lumosity. You remember
is.
That.
I know.
What else are we playing today?
Well,
if you don't have a memory, you can have a intuition.
Are you asking what I've played in the past? Because I don't know the past like 5 songs I've played. But the next song, this is Sundown, Sundown by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood.
Never gonna be. There's no one in this world needs me. There's never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear. Never gonna be. There's no one meant for only me. There's never gonna be. And yet sometimes in my dreams I hear.
Thank you. Thank you.
hello, hello. I need to stop saying hello, hello, hello every time I come on. It's at this point annoying me as well. It is 8:58. To go over some things I played. Ronald Longestrat, You Need to Cry, Portishead, Mr. Ons, Junebug and Ben Babbitt, Too Late to Love You from the Kentucky Route Zero soundtrack.
Fire set list.
Thank you. A friend of a friend did that video game soundtrack, which is why I know about it. Anyways, thank you for listening to Sauerkraut, Sauerkraut. This is Allie signing off. This is my last show of the semester.
Be more sappy. Be sentimental. Oh, come on. God. People want it.
This is Last Known Image of a Song by No Drinks Point Never, and this is the Last Known Image of Sauerkraut, Sauerkraut this semester. Bye.